We're up to Simon Shin Samach. We'll be learning Siv Beis and Siv Gimel tonight, which Siv Gimel is quite long. We'll be completing that by the Simon Beis Hashem. It's quite complicated, but I struggle to fully understand it. But I think let's see if we can understand it together, because I did find it a bit complex. So Siv Beis tells us the following. We learned about the three people who are in an area, in an open field, and they are making, and there's a halach of being a shayor. If three people are together, that is considered shayor, and various kulas apply with regards to the area that they've cut off. So now we want to define the three people now. So see, base is quite straightforward. If there's three people, certain kulas apply, they're considered the convoy, shayora. If there's no three people, then various chumas apply. So let's define those three people. Or yishloisha, if there's three people, v'kifu kol tzorkom, and they surrounded it properly. V'meis echot b'shabbos, and one of the three died. Parminon on Shabbos. One of them died, so there's only two left. So mutorim b'chol ha-shabbos, the entire area is mutor for all two is fine on the entire Shabbos. Why? Kevin shenichnas haShabbos beheta, since Shabbos started in a permitted way. So the fact that one died won't matter. It won't matter. So it started off in a permitted way. So the fact that it's two now, and if you'd have started initially with two, it would have been a problem. But since you started off with three, one died on Shabbos, we keep the heta applicable until Motzei Shabbos. However, the other way around, yishnayim v'kifu yosim misosayim, if it was two, and they surrounded an area bigger than Sosaim, when Itoys Valem Shabbos, but additional people came in on Shabbos. So Asurim, that remains also. Kim Shenichnas Shabbos Beisah, since Shabbos started with an Issa, and therefore the fact that others added onto Shabbos, that won't help. It started by Issa, and it will remain so throughout the entire Shabbos, although other people joined. Okay, full stop. Siv Gimel. Okay, Siv Gimel is really about two different type of areas. Maybe as an introduction, we should look at the two pictures of here, page number 12 and 13. And can you see the difference between picture 12 and picture 13? It's really, really important to have that picture in front of us whilst we go through this eve. Because there's two areas. Can you see the difference? How will we explain picture 12 in the best way? So we've got a narrow path, and this narrow path, on the right side of it and on the left side of it, is a larger area. Please note, there's something called gifufin, and that's really important. These are the protrusions sticking out a little bit. Now, I want to point out that, can you see the protrusions sticking out a little bit? Into area Aleph and into area Gimel. From the narrow path, there's a few of those sticks sticking into the area Aleph and to the area Gimel. Can you see it? That's going in a little bit. Okay, these are really important. Okay, and the picture number 13 is the opposite. Is it opposite? Is that called opposite? Yeah, I think we can call it. Can we call it opposite?
One's called concave, one's called convex.
Really? No, granted, we need good words. Yeah. Okay, so the former is the top one. Picture number 12 is?
Concave.
Convex and convex. You know what, I'm going to write this down, because this is really important. Have you got a pen? Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Concave and convex refers maybe to curvings rather than square.
Okay, so the top one is concave.
Yeah, concave and convex.
Concave
is when something goes inwards and convex is when it goes
outwards. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, are we okay with that? It's really helpful to have some clear terms. Okay, Siv Gimel tells us the following. Oh, Shloisha. There was three people. Now, we have three people in this concave area, picture number 12. Now, it's really important for us, the question that we have to address and ask is, if you've got one person where the Aleph is, a second person where the base is, a third person where the Gimel is, we want to know, is this considered one large area, or is it considered three areas? What's an afkamina? The afkamina is, if it's considered one area, then it's considered, then it's if it's one area, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. since we're talking about an Erev which is not a complete Mechitza, these are Mechitza Gurs, so if they're all one area, then it's considered Yosem Esosayim. If it's considered three separate entities, three separate areas, then each of the, if each and every one of them is an area which is less than Sosayim, and therefore will be able to carry in there.
Does the fact, well, you know, the fences.
Yeah.
Kind of on the first one, the fences seem to overlap.
Good.
Does that make
a really big difference? Absolutely. So now, if they would not be sticking out, then we would certainly look at it being one large area. Imagine there wouldn't be those gifufin sticking out. There would just be a kind of a, can I call it an H? Like a bold H. Yeah? So if this gifufin wouldn't stick out, then it would be considered one roshus. There's not division, it would be one roshus. Yeah, even better explained, yeah? And then it would be considered one area. Oh, very good. I want to actually speak about that. You're pointing out very correctly. Yeah, in a way, I prefer the picture that Mr. Berlin is pointing to in the bottom, where it says Tzurim 1 and 2. These are pictures which are part of the Mishneh Berurah. So, just to be clear, the picture number 12 and 13 on our site, these have been created by professional expert designers by the Dirshu team in Eretz Yisrael. And they have created those pictures on the right-hand side, which are very helpful indeed. However, the picture you see in the bottom, picture number one and picture number two, which is the identical, really, this is actually in the Mishneh Berurah, written by the Mishneh Berurah himself. If you look at Mishneh Berurah, Seif Katan Yud Beis, he says, "V'am tzoy kotzer," when he describes his kozeh, like this, and is a number one, which leads into the picture now in the bottom over here, which is the Mishneh Berurah's picture. I like it better, in a way. In a way, it's a bit clearer. Which one do you like better? In a way, I like the Mishneh Berurah's picture himself. No, and I must say, I earlier looked up, I've got a, I can't call it an antique Mishneh Berurah, but an old Mishneh Berurah, which was written and published in 1946, which was published by the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, the Mendel Zaks. And I looked over there, what does the picture look like over there? It's actually a photocopy of a handwritten picture. It looks like it's handwritten. It's a drawing made by the Chofetz Chaim himself, it appears. And it looks very much like that. It's by the Chofetz Chaim himself, as opposed to graphic designers. And I feel in a way it's a bit more helpful because you see the gifufin sticking out so clearly. So Rabbosai, we are defining now, is this considered one separate area or three separate areas? Let us see again Mishneh Berurah. So I'm starting from the beginning. Siv Gimel. Shloisha, there was three people. They made... They surrounded the whole area and they made an Eruv together. Okay. If the external area is wider, in the middle area is narrower. So that's very much picture number one or picture number 12. Pick which one you prefer. It turns out, the middle area is open up completely to the external ones. And the external ones, there is this little protrusion sticking out. They are in going into the external areas, from both sides. We look at it, as one. One area, we look at it as one large area. So that's the key point. This is considered one large area because the middle area is leading into the two external areas. And therefore it's considered one large reshus. All three gentlemen are together. Mr. Aleph, Mr. Beis, and Mr. Gimel. And even the external ones, they are allowed to carry in the area. The Kivin Shinaz to Sheiro Be'emza, they are considered Shayoro, convoy, all three eaten together. In they're all considered extensions of the middle one, and therefore it's permitted to carry. Some say that the external ones, Aleph and Gimel, they are not allowed to carry more than Sosayim. So Rabbi Sai, the key point that we're seeing over is the following. If there would be no protrusions, imagine those, how did you call that picture, the top picture?
Convex.
If you have the
concave
is the top one. If you have the concave without those protrusions sticking into the external areas, we would look at it as three separate units. Area Aleph, area Beis, area Gimel. However, since there is those sticking out, We're looking at it as one large area. Can somebody explain that? Why is it considered, look at picture number one or picture number 12. Why is it considered one area that all three gentlemen are joining together? Why is it considered one rishus? Why are we looking at it as one rishus? Without those additional extensions, we wouldn't say that. We'd say it's three different units. But now, since those additional protrusions, are they called protrusions? Is it gifufin?
Yes.
Yeah, those little sticks sticking out into rishus aleph and into rishus gimel.
Well, those extra sticks are, as it were, connecting. They're connectors. I don't know.
Good. That's the way to look at it. That's precisely it. They are connecting the area aleph and area gimel into area aleph. Excuse me. They are connecting area aleph and area gimel into area base. And therefore it's considered, as you're saying, one large shos, one large domain. However, if you wouldn't have those gifufin, if you wouldn't have those protrusions, these three sticks on each side, if you wouldn't have those, you would look at it as three separate rishuyos. Does that make sense? What? What is what called? It's called gifufin. It's called gifufin. These are called gifufin protrusions. No, it's separate. You're right. It wouldn't apply there. You're right. Okay, I'm carrying on. The line starting with the words. Ve'imachitzoinim. Ve'imachitzoinim putzim bemiluam. Now we're moving on to picture number 13. Or picture number 2. Now which one do you like better? Picture 13 or picture number 2? Because they're meant to be the same. Which one is more meaningful to you? Binyamin, which picture do you like better? Picture 13 or picture number 2? Which one is more meaningful? Are you for number 2? It's meant to be the same thing. Which one do you like better? No, there's no reason for that. Now, to me, I must say, picture number 2 is much more meaningful. I can understand it better because I'm getting confused in the back left of picture number 13. It's confusing for me a little bit. So, picture number 2 means a lot to me, and that is indeed how the Heilige Chofetz Chaim made the picture himself. So, we're looking at picture number 13 and picture number 2. Now, my question is: if you've got a gentleman standing where the aleph is, you have a gentleman standing where the base is, and you have a gentleman standing where the gimel is. I would like to know, to look at it as one domain, and therefore it's considered shayora, or do you look at it as three domains? Domain aleph, domain base, domain gimel. How do you look at it? One domain or three domains? One rishus or three rishuyos? How do you look at it? And please note, there is gifufin sticking into the here as well as gifufin, one area or three areas. So this is what the Chofetz Chaim is now, the Shulchan Aruch is now explaining. If the chitzonim are open completely to the middle area, in the middle area is megufof, this gifufin v'yochid b'chol echot, is an individual in all three areas. So that's picture number 13 or 2. No, they all looked at three different people in three different domains. And they only had a sasaim. And if one of them, one area, if like area aleph or area gimel, for instance, is bigger than sasaim, then we're saying that, hey, excuse me, it's bigger than sasaim, you're not allowed to carry that. Also is also. And if the middle one is bigger than Sasaim, the external ones will also be also. Because that's parutz and connected to each other. If there's two in the middle area and one in an outer area, or two in the external area, one in the middle area, then to two of them, The external wants, they're allowed to have as much as they want. תחשיב כל מה שהם צוי כאילו בחיצוינים. פעמי דברים אמורים, when do we say that? כשאינו פסוחים זה לזה, יהיו יסם עשה. We are talking about specifically if there is, the opening is not more than 10 amas. Team Cain, because if it is 10 amas, more than 10 amas, have a pirtze by mgufof from asurim, then it will be considered a large pirtze, and everything will become also. For kol ze, כשכוס לקטן, נכנס למגדולה, וכשכסול קטן מבופלוג עם שלוש תפוחים, וכוס לאריך הגדולה. Here we are saying that you have to make sure there's more than 3 תפוחים distance, otherwise it's considered one wall. Now, דאוזו סרס הגדולה הקטנה, אין לקמל ציב סימן שינה, אין דלת ציב גימל. תאים לא יקינה, אבל נראה מבחוץ לשם בפנים, ונדים שמלכי. He said that if, this is now just a repetition of the picture number 13, remember that might also work as a lechi, וכולם חשובים מגופופים, כאילו אין אחד מהם נפרץ לחברו, ואינו יסים להם באחד מהם אלו בעשר סיים. So, in other words, the meaning of this, can I just summarize this in one, literally in one sentence? What we are seeing over here, what we need to take out the following principle. While trying to identify if there's 3 Yidden standing in 3 different areas of this picture number 12 or picture number 13, we are saying that if there is no Gifufin, we're looking at it as 3 separate units. And therefore, each of them is only allowed to have Sosaim. However, if there is Gifufin, such as in picture number 12 or picture number 1, what is it telling us? It's connecting the 3 areas, and thereby it's considered one large area. And therefore, they're all allowed to carry in each other's rishus because it's considered the convoy shayor, and therefore the kulas apply. Picture number 13 is the opposite, because what we are seeing over here is that it's connecting it, and therefore the gifufin will do the same thing again of connecting the areas, and therefore be considered one large rishus. Okay, so that's pretty much the halacha for this evening. I know it's a little bit confusing, but that's the story of what we're seeing tonight. Okay. We'll stop over here. I wish you a very good evening, Rabbi Stein.